This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and a quarter, down 4.5. May corn, 393, down 4.75. July corn, 4.5, down 4.75. March soybeans, 999 and a quarter, down 8. May soybeans, 1002 and a quarter, down 9. July soybeans, 1006 and 3 quarters, down 8 and a quarter. March wheat, 510 and a quarter, down 17 and a half. May wheat, 507, down 12 and a half. July wheat, 511 and a half, down 10 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 6 lower at 356 to 380, and soybean bids were down 6 to 8 cents at 969 to 993. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 cents at 353 to 382, while soybean bids were 5 to 8 lower at 977 to 1007. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 to 5 lower at 370 to 386, soybean bids dropped 8 cents at 978 to 1015, and the wheat bids fell 13 to 15 cents at 415 to 491. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents lower at 1005 to 1019, basis steady range from 6 to 20 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $367.50 to $377.50 per ton. That's unchanged from Thursday, with basis also steady at 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at $3.85 to $3.92, with basis steady ranging from option to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 375 to 385, with basis steady range from 10 under to option the March. Soybeans ended down 10 to 14 cents at 1001 to 1013, with basis 1 to 6 cents lower at 2 to 13 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 lower at 401 to 404. These same elevators dropped their soybean bids by 8 cents with quotations at 1039 to 1042. Soft wheat bids sharply lower on Friday, ranging from 510 to 531, and Milo down 4 to 5 at 445 to 461. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 368 to 386. New crop soybean bids range from 9.25 up to 940. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 371 to 386. New crop soybean bids at 938 to 979. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 386. New crop soybean bids at 922 to 950. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.74 up to an even $5. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $156.70, down $2.22. April live cattle, $148.52, down $2.97. June live cattle, $141.87, down $2.12. March feeder cattle, $199.17, down $3.37. April feeder cattle, $198.35, down $3.22. May feeder cattle, $197.82, down $3.07. April lean hogs, $67.40, up 35 cents. May lean hogs, $77.30, up 57 cents. June lean hogs, $81.72, up 27 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 20th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 31 cents higher in the range of $50 to $61.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $58.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 26 to 33, 4 to 5 weights 29 to 35, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 36, and 6 weights and up 32 to 37. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $1.50 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $33 to $39.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,057 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 153 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 144 to 158.50. Select steers, 144 to 152.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143.50. Select and choice Holstein steers, 134 to 143. And select Holstein steers were 127 to 132.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 159 to 161.75. Select and choice for 153 to 156. And select heifers, 147 to 154. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 157 to 161 and on a dress basis at 252 to 258. Heifers on a live basis traded at 157 to 160 and on a dress basis 253 to 258. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 252 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71.50, and that was 82 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $240.31, that was 39 cents higher, with select carcasses at $237.79, and that was $1.08 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000. That compared to 105,000 last week and 100,000 for a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, beef slaughter is running 6.87% behind 2014. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000. That compared to 425,000 last week and 376,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on a year-to-date basis is running ahead by 1.4%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
For this Saturday's Horse Show, I spoke with Steve Whitmer of the Illinois Walking Horse Association.
We're an organization that started in 1967, actually, in Springfield, Illinois. So a lot of great history has been made in Springfield with walking horses. And we are an organization that raises money for different charities over the year. Our current charity has been the Peoria Transportation Unit for the Shriners Hospitals for Children. We host shows, clinics, occasionally some trail rides, you know, all equine activities.
And as I understand, you have a bit of a youth program too?
Yes, youth is the lifeblood of any horse organization. So we try to encourage a lot of youth participation, you know, getting them on horses that are broke and know their job, that will, you know, teach the youth what to do, so to speak. And it's also a great way for families to get involved. And later on down the road, I've known many families that started off with their kids in the youth program, and later on they have bought horses for themselves and participated in the shows and the trail rides and such.
Sounds great. And can you go ahead and tell us what is unique about walking horses? So what kind of drives your guys' interest for them?
Walking horses, their most unique feature is their gait. So most horses have a walk, trot, and a canter. Our horses, we skip that trot, and we have a walk, what they call a running walk, which is just a faster walk. And then, you know, the walking horse canters. You know, they're also versatile, and they do poles, barrels, trail obstacle, fun classes. But the major thing is a variegate. It's smooth to ride. There's no bouncing. And it's great for people with back problems, older people who may have had quarter horses or Arabs or whatever sometimes come to the walkers later in life because it is such a comfortable ride.
And can you go ahead and tell us a little bit what the different gait looks like for those who've never been able to witness it before? I know Pasifinos have kind of a close-to-the-ground rapid foot movement gait, so what does the walking horse gait look like?
A walking horse gait, they have a deep striding back end, and that back end pushes them into a pretty, you know, nice, hefty head nod, and that is the big thing. And like you say, it's a lateral gait, so the front and back legs are moving at the same time as opposed to right front, left back in a trotting horse.
I hear that soaring has been kind of an issue in the walking horse industry lately, and I did see that the Illinois Walking Horse Association is supporting the banning of soaring. Would you like to talk about what soaring is?
Our organization has come out in support of the PAST Act, and that stands for Prevent All Soaring Tactics. The Horse Protection Act came into existence in 1970, and I'm only 2 years older than the Horse Protection Act. So for my entire life, these horses have been under government scrutiny, and rightly so. I mean, I think, you know, the major issues for soaring are in the South. But, I mean, it's not by any means solely there. Our state fairs had a couple of violations. So it's one of those situations where the protection of the horse needs to come before anyone's need to win and, you know, get a trophy or get a ribbon or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of information on the Internet for people to look up videos that will pretty much prove that the PAST Act is a much-needed piece of legislation.
And for those who may not know, what is soaring and why is it done?
Soaring is done primarily on the front legs and feet of the horse. So it's mechanical and chemical soaring, which causes the horse pain, which the reaction is to lift higher. You know, not every walking horse is soared to get a nice animated gait, but the people that are often awarded in the national competitions are previous HPA violators.
All right. Well, something to watch out for, and hopefully the walking horse industry can move forward from it.
Yeah, and our club is a prime example of natural horses that don't need any additional man-made help.
All right, very good. And are there different types of walking horses? I know normally when someone hears about a walking horse, it is a Tennessee walking horse. Are there different variations, or did that just become a popular nomenclature?
Well, Tennessee walking horse is the name given because, I mean, that's primarily where the breed originated, kind of in Tennessee and the Deep South. But, you know, and that's where the breed registry started. So I think people just say Tennessee walking horse, a Tennessee walker, a walker. So it's all Tennessee walkers, and they come in various colors, and there's spotted walking horses, there's solid walking horses, you know. So your typical colors of black, chestnut, palomino, gray, just anything you can imagine a Tennessee walking horse can be.
But something they all have in common is their gait.
Their gait, yes.
All right, very good. Well, Steve, is there anything else you want to add about your association or about walking horses in general before we go here today?
Yeah, if people are interested in learning about the association, our web address is iwha.webs.com.
Again, that was Steve Whitmer of the Illinois Walking Horse Association. Don't forget, Hamilton's hay auction is taking place later today. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a preview of the auction.
Well, Angela, so far we've got three loads of three by threes hay in. We got two loads of real good alfalfa, be dairy quality, and then we have a load of grass hay out of the west. Should end up with, kind of thinking we're going to be a little lighter this week because of the weather, but still should end up with 50 to 100 round bales, and it's kind of hard to say on the small squares now. I know a few people called yesterday and said they were planning on hauling, but just, you know, it's kind of a weather market, so we'll have to wait and see.
All right, sounds good. And if anyone has any questions about this Saturday's auction, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293, and I would like to mention that our lot is all cleared off, and the roads are good getting into our place. So if someone's wanting to haul hay, we're here to accept until 10:30 Saturday morning.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.